You know those haunted houses at amusement parks? Try something truly scary, like an extreme haunt. These are fear-inducing experiences that can last up to 8 hours and get so intense, there are a few critics who say they are abusive. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS in San Diego went to an extreme haunt that's called McCamey Manor. She lived to file this report.
My instructions were to proceed to where the road ends, wait at a white barrier overlooking a canyon at a prearranged time, and to face forward until my handler approached me from behind.
What do we have here?
Keep facing forward, do not turn around.
Russ McCamey is not usually so polite. Most people are thrown into a trunk or the back of a van.
It would be a lot rougher than what is happening right now. So we either give them a destination to meet at, like we did you, or we actually go to them and kidnap them sometime during that day.
But since all I wanted was an interview, he allowed me to sit in the front seat.
Now, there's some rules that you need to abide by.
Okay.
And you need to sign a couple of waivers for me. Okay.
So we'll swap you out, and you're going to first put on these goggles.
I am doing my first interview blindfolded.
Team 1, we've left the treasure point.
After a short drive, we arrive at the destination.
Time to arrive.
But instead of being led into the haunt for an interview, my head is bound with duct tape and covered with a hood.
How about the audio gear?
During the course of the next 4 hours, I would be locked in a coffin.
You understand how long you're going to be here?
Yes, forever.
Force-fed unidentifiable food.
Open wide.
Open wide.
Don't you throw up. Don't you throw up on us.
And confronted by a buzzsaw.
Oh!
This does not bode well for me.
That's not
good. And that was the sissy tour.
Not haunted houses anymore. They're horror experiences. Interactive, visceral theater.
John Schnitzer is making a documentary called Haunters, the movie.
I've talked with people who go to McCamey Manor, and some of them are thrill seekers. Some of them have office jobs. Some of them are ex-military. They've been to Afghanistan, and nothing, not even a roller coaster can get their adrenaline going. These extreme haunts kind of blur the line between entertainment and survival. It's like, can I survive this? What am I made of?
McCamey Manor describes itself as the world's only true interactive 4 to 7 hour extreme haunt experience. McCamey asked people to record their reactions right after they exit. Nick Baldwin went the week before I did and posted this on his Facebook page.
I just got out of McCamey Manor and that was no joke. I knew it was going to be rough, and I don't know why I still went, but not that rough.
Despite warnings from survivors, there are 17,000 people on the waiting list, so McCamey Manor doesn't operate only on Halloween. It's a year-round haunt, and it's not alone in offering an extreme experience. Blackout in New York gained fame, or infamy, for faux waterboarding and forcing people to strip naked, says filmmaker John Schnitzer.
Years from now, are we going to look back at 2014 and go, wow, that was the Wild West of haunting, where all you had to do was get people to sign a waiver and you could get away with anything.
Extreme haunts have their detractors. Critics call them abusive and the people who run them sadistic. McCamey had to shut down one location because of community concern. But McCamey, like the creators of Blackout, comes from a theater background and is first and foremost a showman.
I love scaring folks. Once you scare somebody the first time, your first boo, that's addicting. Now ramp it up about 1,000% and put people in genuine panic mode. You know, it sounds mean, but you know they're okay. In reality, you know they're okay, but in their mind, they're not okay. And to see that come together, something that you created, is very satisfying for sure.
McCamey Manor is like going through horror boot camp. Many of the actors are Marines, and McCamey spent 23 years in the Navy. They do everything they can to break you down mentally and physically. But once you emerge, you're part of an elite group.
People that come here really feel like they're family. They just feel like it's kind of a badge of honor to go through McCamey Manor.
And the cost for this experience? Just a few cans of dog food donated to Operation Greyhound. Unlike for-profit professional haunts, McCamey Manor is run strictly for fun. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.